The new digital cable network CSTV, College Sports Television, is making quite an impact. It is to college athletics what ESPN is to pro sports. But tonight, CSTV will break from its usual diet of football and basketball and air a documentary about something that really isn't a sport at all, the National Collegiate Debate Championships. The contest may not seem like compelling viewing, but day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein says it's just as dramatic as any competition on any playing field.
To the untrained ear, it might sound like a hive of mutant bees who have evolved language skills. But to the judges at this year's National Debate Tournament, it is a student making his case at a rate approaching 400 words a minute. That's the pace of the average introductory argument at this debating equivalent to college basketball's March Madness. 78 teams of two from colleges all over the country converge for the NDT every spring break. While their friends are off partying, these students spend their vacation running an intellectual marathon, debating at least 8 times over 3 days. The contest is the culmination of hundreds of hours of research and writing on top of their regular coursework. With hundreds of well-prepared competitors, the NDT is a wide-open tournament. But the competition has its favorites, like 2-time defending champion Northwestern. Winners of 6 of the last 10 NDTs, they are the New York Yankees of debating. Scott Detheridge is their Joe Torre, a master motivator whose pregame pep talk wouldn't be out of place in a stadium locker room.
Offense, offense, offense. Don't ask, argue. Don't ask, argue. The key to offensive argumentation is this. You must anticipate and know.
And what would March Madness be without its Cinderella stories? Ivy League colleges like Harvard and UC Berkeley are well represented, but unranked upstarts like the University of Louisville and Cal State Fullerton squeak into the Final 16. But these two schools are more than just underdogs. They debate in an entirely different style than the speed demons that dominate the competition.
Let me captivate your mind. Sit back and unwind. Let your consciousness find a calmer path in this worldwide bloodbath of wars, destruction, no freedom, no peace. Police still shooting us dead in the streets.
Delivering their arguments in the slower cadences of rap music, Louisville and Fullerton aren't just trying to be different. Boasting teams of black and Hispanic students in an overwhelmingly white world, they seek to change the very nature of the competition. When these teams advance farther than anticipated, they silence the criticism that this is just a diversity ploy. But the documentary doesn't quite satisfy. The subculture of college debate is ultimately too rich. To the uninitiated, the arcane rules can be as confusing as a cricket match. And the science behind how the brain absorbs and rebuts a hyperspeed speech begs explanation. But the film instills a deep respect for the discipline required to be a champion debater. The gridiron may draw more fans than the library, but the battle seems just as fierce.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter and for Day to Day.